Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All those things we didn't get to during the course of the show today. The most obvious thing today is that Lady Rock, fresh off her COVID-24 tour, is back and she's tired.
I'm definitely not at 100%, but I'm feeling a lot better than I did. But what was so funny, it's just, I mean, looking back, it's funny. Not funny, haha. I don't know. But
I'm still delirious.
Yeah, I don't know. But Gavin had taken off Monday for strep throat. He had strep throat. Okay. So then I will admit I do tend to be hypochondriac. Yeah. Okay. I put the hypo in hypochondriac. I can be that way. I understand. But my throat started feeling funny on Tuesday.
She literally is like, and you started feeling it like within an hour of seeing Gavin too,
which is not how fast things.
Yeah, I'm like
generally.
Rock, I get it, I understand, but you don't have strep throat yet.
You said you're not sick.
Yeah.
You're not sick. Well, and I was like, I know. I said, but my nose is running. My throat feels scratchy. Like something just isn't right.
Right. And for us, I felt like that was. Like that felt like it was worthwhile to chuckle at.
Too. It's good advice.
Like, we're like
normally.
Yeah.
For a hypochondriac, that's what you need to tell them.
So, anyways, I went home. Didn't feel right. I go to Walgreens. I get myself some pickle chips to make myself feel better.
Wow.
And while I'm there, I get myself a box of those COVID tests.
Wow, I mean, how much are they? $20 now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Remember back when the government just gave them you for free because
right?
they cared about
or when
not
you had to
spreading
actually
it?
Go somewhere to get a test.
Oh
when
my
god! We used to not be able to buy COVID tests.
Yes, remember like waiting in line. I had to wait in a line for, like a car drive-through line for 45 minutes or an hour.
And you claim they stuck the Q-tip up
to
your
the
brain.
Tip of my cranium, which she went all the way through the gray matter and like. Tickled the top of the roof of my head.
When they say to do like 3 to 4 inches up your nose, which is just that's a middle finger.
Well, right.
That's bad, but that's a finger. It's like it's pretty far up there. If you're doing your own one at home,
they show like on the instructions though that you don't have to go that deep.
No, but I always do because I wanted to make sure, and so I would go up all the way till I was gagging because like I want to make sure it's an accurate test, you know.
Because it does feel like silly to, like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to do it twice.
Well, I didn't go that deep, and I still got a positive. And here's the thing.
COVID was coming
just,
out
yeah,
of you.
Yeah, I was just thinking there's no way I'm going to have COVID because I've got tiger
right.
blood. Like, it's impossible.
Yeah.
But I just
have strep throat.
But I thought, well, at least it would say one thing that I don't have. Well, I set the 15-minute timer on my phone, and I don't look at it for the 15
you
minutes.
You didn't. Mm-mm. I watched mine the whole time. Like, come
on, man.
Of course
you did.
Yeah.
So I look at it once my alarm goes off, and I mean, it's got a big, bright pink line on it.
Because I wanted to ask you, like, how fast. Because mine, when I had it, I put it in, put the control in. It was like 1, 2. You've got COVID. Like what? It
oh wow!
So fast.
No, I didn't. I didn't look. I don't know. But I would say that nothing like cough or breathing wise was my issue. It was just body aches and chills.
Yeah,
that's awful.
And I still feel a little bit of it in my back. But it was just mainly where I just felt like I could not get warm and I was just achy all over. It was horrible.
I felt bad for you because I watched you decline that one day and I'm like, oh, she doesn't feel good. And
what
then,
you told me, you're not sick.
I know. Well, the first day I didn't think you were sick.
Yeah, that was just like, you know, you saw something and you're like, oh, I'm starting to, but then the next day it was like, oh no, this kid's got something.
Yeah. And so then it was like, and then there's part of me when I got the text that you're like, you have COVID, or no, you called me. You're like, hey, Wally. I'm
no,
like, what
I
is
did
Yeah, you
not.
Did. You're like, hey, Wally.
Oh, my God.
Like, what
gosh.
Is it? What is it, Betty Lou? Are you dying? Guess who doesn't have tiger blood anymore?
Yeah. That's how I broke the news to Wally. I was like guess who doesn't have tiger blood anymore?
Yeah, and so I was like, oh, no. And
it
so
felt like I was sending out,
off.
Like, the results of a pregnancy test.
Yeah.
Because I took a picture of the... You know,
yeah, the
thing.
Lines. Yeah.
Guess who's
I've seen
positive
the joke.
For COVID.
I've seen that as a joke where someone sends the picture and they're like, oh, congrats. And
yeah.
They're like,
that's my COVID
test. COVID
test. That's so funny. Well, we're glad to have you back. You came back in time for Day of Hope, which was something we did on the air, which was really cool. I've been looking forward to this, honestly. It was a lot of work to get ready for it, but it was a day where we just really focused on sharing stories about, you know, coming to faith or people, you know, that are trying to still people find faith, and we had like five people like get saved today. Like, that's a great thing. And so, like, it was actually enjoyed today. I wish Betty Rock had felt better to like be able to enjoy it more, because there were like some really cool stories that happened as a result of it and stuff like that. But I appreciate you being here and fighting through it.
Thank you.
Before we get on to some of your things, we had a potty stop by DJ Jane the other day.
So fun.
And she left a present for you. Did you see the present that I put on your desk?
I did.
Yeah.
Yes, DJ Jane, thank you so, so much. I don't know when,
what's the best outfit to wear your earrings with?
Yeah, like what is the entertainment situation where I am called to wear Bob Ross Lego earrings? I'm not sure.
They were Lego earrings.
Yeah, I think anytime, honestly.
Really?
I think a wedding, I think a funeral. Like, I think it works for all of them, man. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Because you have the cut, you still have a cutout in the office, right? Bob?
Yeah.
I love, she knows a lot about the show, which is great. And I almost ran into you just a second ago. And you thought I was going back in to get something that I needed for the aftercast. As I was coming around the corner, I'm like, corner, just like they do at restaurants. I just needed one more handful of beaver nuggets that she opened. I cracked those bad boys open today. So I'm ready to go. But when she was here, and if you already heard Friday's aftercast, you know what we talked about and stuff. But it was interesting because when she was here, I was like, why do you listen to the aftercast? I'm just curious. I mean, because honestly, I don't even fully get it, you know? And so but I love that people do. And like, I'm just always worried about the day that we bore people to death and they're like, okay, I'm done with you. Because the podcast world is super fickle, you know? And so this was really cool. Eric said, hey, following up on the question you asked the potty as a guest on Friday, why do you listen to the podcast? Not everyone's able to engage in conversation throughout the day to the depth that you three are able to do so. It's your job to talk. Although we're not actually talking with you directly, we do engage with you by talking back to the radio or sharing what we've heard with family and friends. You're also kind of like the reality show or soap opera that we turn into every day. I love that. Uh-huh. I absolutely love that. That made me like so happy that we're a soap opera.
And you are the only character with that much drama.
Oh, yeah. Like basically, I prefer the aftercast and the longer thought-provoking conversations. I appreciate Betty and Gavin and Wally's viewpoints. Even though we're not always on the same page, your conversations are relatable. So that's really cool. I mean, I appreciate that. I does enjoy Wally and Betty busting each other's chops. I know deep down inside you're besties and you tease each other in love. That's true.
Tease each other about what?
About everything. Mm. Yeah, tiger blood. I love that Betty can no longer go, pansies, because she used to always go, I've got tiger blood. You guys are a bunch of pansies. And
here's the thing, though. I can still brag, because I was the only holdout.
You were the last.
To get COVID.
Yeah, you were the last of us.
That means my tiger blood is the strongest out of all three of us.
Has the government contacted you yet?
Yeah.
No, but they should.
They should.
You pansies.
See, there it is.
She'll never give that up.
Guess who was the first to go down?
Gavin!
Yes!
Oh, obviously, easily.
Well, this is the order of the apocalypse, too. Yeah. Gavin is killed day one, hour one. Actually, day one, minute one of the apocalypse.
I am literally like I'm ground zero. Not the ground zero of it, but the first one taken by
absolutely.
It.
Like, he's like, it just gone. I survive a week, and I think I'm going to make it longer than that, and then I accidentally take myself out. Trying to overthink a situation, and I build a trap, and I end up trapping myself. Betty Rock, somehow like a cockroach, survives to the end of this thing, outlives everybody, and then it's just her on the planet alone, like she likes it.
Yeah.
it's like a TV show where like you think that you know the main character, but you don't until season three, where you're like, oh, she's still here.
Yeah,
right. Just me and my cats.
Yeah, that's it.
Living the dream.
No, only one of them died or made it. Yeah, which one would you pick? We know.
No.
Her favorite?
No, I don't have a favorite.
R.I.P. Buford.
I don't have a favorite. They're both loved.
It's Rayford Allen.
Stop it. Stop it.
All right, what you got that we didn't get to today, Rock?
All right, so I got a few things. So we've heard all those news articles coming out of Florida. It's become a running joke where people in Florida are just... they are their own breed. They have their own law, you know, out there. It's just odd things that happen in Florida?
The headlines, Florida man, and then it's followed by some bizarre headline, and they're always out of Florida, and it's true, man. Like, I grew up in Florida, so kind of like a Jewish person making a Jewish joke. Yeah, I can do this. I can say Florida is white trash, you know, and I grew up there, and I'm part of it. Like, I get every story that comes out that people think this can't be true. You know, Florida man loses hand to gator while playing golf. Absolutely true. And it wasn't because, like, the gator attacked him. It's because the gator was near his golf ball, and he went to get the golf ball, and he wasn't letting a gator take his $1.99 golf ball. Like,
it's Pro V1.
Yeah, totally. I get it.
I would do the same.
Well, because it's such a running joke, they are now having the Florida Man Games.
Love it.
No way.
So love it.
You pay to get in, but these are the or you pay also to watch. But the games include weaponized noodle mug duel. What? So they give you, like, those noodles that you take into the swimming pool and you
noodles.
Use those as, you know, weapons against one another. There's also Category 5 cash grab. So Category 5 hurricane winds, and then throw cash up for you to grab.
I remember Betty Rock at one event got in one of those hurricane simulators, and it was not that great. Like, remember that?
I was expecting
your hair to come out in knots, and it was not that great. But as a kid, I've always wanted to be in one of those cash machines where there's cash flowing around you. Like, I have a plan and a strategy if I ever get to go in one. It's not going to be pretty for anyone else because it involves lifting my shirt up.
Oh, why not?
And using it like a parachute to trap money as it comes
up. That's the day you wear the 3XL shirt
so
that you can swoop it all. I remember doing that at Chuck E. Cheese. They used to do that with tickets and, you know, 12-year-old Gavin's in there just...
See, they didn't have that when I was a kid at Chuck E. Cheese. Like, and that was one of those things that I would have lost my mind as a kid being at Chuck E. Cheese like that.
A couple of entertainments that they're going to have at the Florida Man Games include the mullet contest and chicken coop bingo. If you don't know what chicken coop bingo is, I guess you have bingo cards, and there's big bingo cards in the chicken coop, and the chicken gets to choose where you're going to get to put a little dot.
Oh, nice. That all checks out.
Yeah.
Boy, I hope Stranger's playing. When I was in Florida, there was this regional Florida band named Stranger, and man, it was a sight. It was what you think. A Florida rock band that never
YouTube?
Made it would be. Oh, I doubt that very seriously. It's possible.
Need to look it up.
But I got into a run where we were doing all these radio events, and they were like at every event I was at. I felt like a member of the band.
Oh, bless them.
But it was every stereotype
of a
rock band.
What's sad too is they
band.
Probably had more tour dates than your band.
Oh,
did.
Absolutely they did. Yeah, I wanted to be in Stranger. But I was a few tattoos and airbrush t-shirt shy of being able to be in the band.
Surprising. Except for the tattoo part.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I have another article that lists the top red flags of hobbies.
Oh,
so
okay.
If
I like
you're
this.
Dating someone that has this hobby, it's considered a red flag. Uh-oh. And you really should look elsewhere.
Okay. I love this. What is it?
First one, pranking people.
Oh.
Particularly mean-spirited
really?
Pranks. Mm. Yes, I would agree with that because I don't like the shows where they prank people and people don't know that they're being pranked.
Yeah.
It just makes me feel get that secondhand embarrassment.
Cringy.
Yeah, and I just don't like it.
I spent 16 years of my career doing all of that, and now I don't like it either. Like, I mean, it was what we did. This is before video. We used to have a pin. Our audio guy turned it into a microphone, so it was a hidden. It was a pin. We would wear like a writing pin, and it was a microphone attached to an audio recording device. And then that way we could get hidden audio, secret audio from people. And the whole goal was to put everyone into uncomfortable situations and make it as awkward as possible.
Oh, that's awful.
And some of the things we did back in the day, like I still cringe at them now, you know? And if I'm watching those shows that are prank shows, I'm not a fan anymore.
Yeah, so I mean, I've seen some videos where guys are trying to prank their girlfriends or their moms.
Yeah.
And to me, that just comes across as very immature.
The one TikTok guy that redoes his mom's house all the time, like he'll bring sand in and fill the living room. Oh, or, like that guy's so next level.
It's hard to watch.
The dad laughs about it, like, oh, okay, here we go again, because he gets it. The kid's making money, but like the mom gets mad every time.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Another one is being obsessed with politics or celebrity culture. So celebrity culture, you know, like, you get a life if you're that obsessed. But then when it comes to politics, if you're like rage or hate fueled, then you need to stop watching Fox News or CNN or all
just
of
the
them.
News in general.
Stop. Yes.
Yeah, I get that. Like if your hobby is to be an amateur pundit, you're not going to be a lot of fun. I think it's funny that George Stephanopoulos is married to a comedian and they are very different like politically. I would love to have dinner at their house one night because I picture it being like that scene from The Office where the dinner party with Jan and Michael and they're completely...
That one night. So bad.
That's my flat screen TV, and it's a 13-inch TV on
so
the wall.
So awkward.
Serenity Candles by Jan.
So bad. Yeah, yeah. And then finally, if you're dating someone who is making their hobby a social media influencer.
Oh,
I would never do that.
That sounds
yeah.
awful.
No.
So you have someone that they constantly are trying to be... influence other people with how many X-Men dolls they collect. Or, you know, like, it's like, that's probably taking away from your actual job that's paying you, it's a red flag.
This is somebody who is attempting, it's not that they are a successful
person. They're trying to be.
They are just trying to break through. Because, is, if they're successful in making money off of it, it's their job, and I'm not going to be bothered one way or another. But I can see the thing where you're like, okay, you have 300 followers. And
when you realize they're not good at it, but they keep going, you're like, oh boy, that's
and
rough.
Their mom is their number one fan on their site. You're like, oh.
Yeah, that's a little rough. My wife follows a bunch of different women for different reasons. And like so many of the videos are always the same, you know, hi guys, just getting you updated on the day. And I'm in the background and sometimes words come out of my mouth while she's listening to things that I don't realize I'm saying. It's like the inner dialogue that I have is starting to come out more, which is not good. I've had it filtered for years, believe it or not. I've had it filtered. And so like, she'll be like, you know, I'll hear one, hey guys, just wanted to get you updated for the day. And I literally go, don't care. Cause that culture I just have zero time for.
And they say too, and a lot of people do this, when they start a video they start with hey guys, and I've heard or read somewhere and they say don't do that because it immediately shuts people down,
right? Like, because it became such a bad example of social media wannabe, you know, posters.
It's not a hook, it's not a way to like get people's attention in a great way.
You know who is a red flag? Maybe this is the reason why she bothers me.
Who?
Is what's her face that never flies.
Oh, Fly With K?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
She's trying to be...
Never Flies With K.
She's trying to be an influencer through her...
And she is.
I was going to say, she's
got... She never flies.
She's amazing. Yeah, she has an airplane, Little Red.
She literally refers to her feet as her toesies.
Yeah, she got her toesies on the pedals. Again, I have told you.
She always is saying, hey guys.
I don't know. If you have a blue check mark, you can call your feet whatever you want, man.
I have told you that I should hate everything about her.
Yeah, so you
because
should not be making fun of influencers.
I'm a hypocrite.
You are.
She's my blind spot. She is my blind spot because for whatever reason, there was something like kind about her or innocent and like sweet. And
stupid.
So I'm like, wow. And so I'm like, oh, I kind of like her, even though it's hi guys. I get it. I know that's my own thing. My toesies. Yeah. And so we're just
give me a like.
And I think because I like flying is another part of it. And she
does
fly.
But you can find anyone that actually
not that
does
good.
Fly.
Not as good as her. But
and
then
isn't
I do.
Annoying.
I do hate the manufacturing of things online, like where it's like, okay, now we're just trying to get up to, you know, 1 million roses or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like that stuff drives me nuts. Just give
again,
me content.
Once again, you're a hypocrite.
I know.
Because you will sit there on TikTok and watch these people that are like, every time they get like a rose or something, and then they get another emoji and they make make another
spicy
noise.
Spicy chili. Yeah.
That's all they do.
Hard eyes.
Yeah, they don't do anything.
So Lightning McQueen. Ka-chow, ka-chow, ka-chow. One guy that's balding is the best at it.
You cannot judge because you are the problem.
I have a couple blind spots, 100%. Like, I haven't seen many videos of people doing that much anymore. Well, like, that ran its course, I think.
Did you start
done.
Hitting, like, because I've started realizing that I have the power for the most part with TikTok because I've been hitting the not interested option.
No.
Where you just hold down and it gives you all these options, like to send, to this.
Oh.
And I'll hit not interested because I was just getting too many lives. And I still get, like, I miss the days when we didn't have as many ads because, like, three videos is an ad. And I know you've bought stuff because of that, but I would also like to point
out real quick, you're the problem.
They're really good at the ads for me. They really have knocked that out of the park.
The last Fly with K video, which I just felt like looking her up because we haven't talked about her in a while.
Yeah, when was it?
So 3 days ago, she flew from Houston to Austin to eat Chinese food.
Oh, I love that. She's so
trendy. She's hurting the environment.
Not Little Red. Little Red burns very little fuel.
Yeah, Little Red's green.
He's not a jet. Yeah, he's great.
Oh, it's a he.
Yeah.
Y'all are the problem. I want to move on. My last story.
Yes, go.
My parents were actually victims last weekend. So they have Cricket Wireless. Mm. And I didn't know this, but Cricket was bought by AT&T. So when I was sick, I was down for the count. I was seeing the pearly gates, and my parents were like, hey, we're going to run to the grocery store. Give us a list of things that you would like for us to grab for you. Great.
That's nice of them.
So I get all this list together, and then I'm going to call and check on them and see if they got it and all this stuff. Their phones went straight to voicemail, both of them. Of course, I get worried because I'm like, they're dead in a ditch somewhere. The cops are going to call and say the reason why your parents aren't answering their phone is because they're both dead.
And then Betty's first reaction is, who's bringing me my Chick-fil-A? I'll deal with it. If they're gone, they're truly gone. There's nothing I can do is what you're telling me. Correct, Officer Jenkins? Okay, great. So if you would be a deer, I'm sick. Could you bring the Chick-fil-A that was there? It wasn't damaged in the car accident, was it? Is the Chick-fil-A still okay? If it's hopefully they didn't spill the drink. Could you bring me my sweet tea? If they did spill the drink, would you mind swinging through the drive-thru? There's one on Mallory.
Okay, joke landed.
You could bring me my food.
I have seen videos of that where a police officer comes up to a door and he's like, so your Dasher kind of got arrested.
We just arrested him.
Here's your food, though.
I do like that.
Well, anyways, I couldn't get a hold of my parents. It turns out we were actually on the better end of the deal because the AT&T customers, and that includes Cricket, they were out for 12 hours. So you couldn't use your phone for 12 hours. What if there was an emergency?
I'm telling you.
It would have been bad.
You want to really destroy a country? Is you
Shut
go after their communications.
Oh, yeah.
Go after their communications.
I've thought
because
about
then,
that, because what do you do?
I know, because then no one knows how to get a hold of anybody, and then your worst fears start to play with you. Like, you don't even have, like, that's terrorism. Like, you don't have to blow up buildings anymore. You just take out infrastructure like that.
Yeah, we're so codependent on, there's no other way at this point of communicating beyond technology.
You destroy the internet and we're done for.
Yeah.
You know, how else are we going to, hey guys.
My toesies. Also, if you are an AT&T customer, they say that they will be reimbursing you $5.
Oh, but not Cricket. Cricket's going to send you a toothpick and just like...
a Chili's 2 card.
Chili's 2 at the airport. Have you seen this girl? Of course not. That's a funny SNL bit.
So you'll get $5. You'll see that for all the damages that you had to deal with.
That cute little white girl got an Amber Alert. I got a notice on Cricket.
But you had to pay for it.
You had to pay to open it. It is funny because I thought $5, I felt like, oh, that's not that much money. But it's probably semi-equivalent to, like, if you pay a monthly bill of $30 or $40.
They say amortized over what you
have. Yeah, they say it's the average cost of a full day of service.
So it's like, in my head, when you think of outage and you think of, like, you know, getting paid back for that, I'm like, oh, I feel like you should get like $100 or something for the inconvenience. But
well, if they had, say they had 2 million people affected, that, you know, that's what, $10 million, you know,
in 12 hours. That's a long time to not be able to figure it out.
Yeah,
that's
a lot of money. So, do you got any birthdays for us?
I do. I have one.
Okay. Oh, good.
What you got?
Okay. So, greetings and salutations.
Love it.
Love salutations.
This is Azariah. He said, my younger brother, and it's pronounced Joanne. Okay. Joanne. And I listen to the show and podcast every day, and I would like to wish him a happy 14th 17th birthday.
Nice. Happy birthday, Joanne.
And his birthday was yesterday. Nice. So happy belated birthday.
Your brother Azariah hooking you up. So there you go. I love that. All right. Well, I think that is going to do it for our aftercast for today. Betty Rock back with us. Be with us tomorrow. Hopefully she'll regain her strength tonight and get some Chick-fil-A and be good to go for tomorrow. And that's going to do it. And thanks for being a potty. So we got our friend Andy Irwin on the show with us, and he's the guy behind the movie I Can Only Imagine, and now he has a new movie out called Ordinary Angels starring Hilary Swank, and she is great, by the way. And her passion for this film really comes through in her character, who's like this broken mess, but God still uses her to accomplish a miracle in the life of a desperate single father whose daughter is in need of a liver transplant. True story, by the way. Now, the one thing I love about you, Andy, is that your movies are not preachy. I would put this somewhere like... you got Blindside at one end, and you've got War Room at the other. You guys are ahead of Blindside on the faith, but way under War Room, you know? But it's done in a way that's like accessible and not off-putting, and it's not heavy-handed.
I think it preaches as good as any of the films that we've done.
Because I know your heart is not to water down the gospel.
No. Our heart is to be strategic. This one was really about trying to understand this everyman kind of blue-collar guy that had a relationship with God but was just burnt out.
Yep.
And he felt like he had lost faith in the church and lost faith in God really seeing him and being there for him. So it's kind of that skeptic that's outside the church walls that we want to reach.
Well, you do a great job of that, and it reached into my chest and punched me in the heart in the first 3 minutes. It's a great movie, and it will be in theaters February 23rd, and you can actually get tickets now at ordinaryangels.movie.
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.